So one tries to find, you know, the right balance. So in between not to tense, not to loose. So when we first, now when we look at the mind, so what we see is the mind that has his own life. He does what he wants. So the mind that tells us, you know, it tells us, you know, to leave me alone. Don't be so oppressive. So when we try to tame, you know, control the mind, so the way we normally control physical things, so we realize that the mind become more agitated. More we try to control the mind, the more agitated it becomes. The more we wish the mind to be here, the more agitated it becomes. So the more we try to hold the mind, the more agitated it becomes. And so what he's showing us, it is showing us that that is not the way to tame, to control the mind. And so that's why we hear things such as controlling the mind is not controlling it, taming the mind is not taming it, the real taming is not taming, the real controlling of the mind is non-controlling the mind. In the sense that we cannot control the mind the way we wish to. So why? Because as we see, the mind has its own life. It doesn't take order. We cannot order the mind, do this, do that. Don't do it, do it. So if we say to the mind, do it, it won't do it. If we say don't do it, we'll do it. No, it's like children. So exactly like children. So therefore, he's showing us its nature. Therefore, we should not be afraid. So we normally become frustrated, irritated, and therefore discouraged. Either discouraged, you know, or disappointed. So, but you know, the right understanding, the what he's telling us is that, you know, I have my own life. The mind is independent of me. You know. So therefore, the only way to control the mind is by not controlling. So in what sense? Simply be aware. That is the only way. You know. So therefore, we should not order the mind, command the mind, but being disciplined, you know, so be mindful. Whatever arises, that this is that. Concept arises, that is a concept, that is a feeling, that is an emotion, that is distraction, that is restlessness, and so forth. So this means neither rejecting nor engaging. So this is how the mind begins to be tamed, to be controlled, to be peaceful. As Buddha said, no struggling is freedom. Real freedom is no struggling. And therefore, what is happening is that we find ourselves struggling, trying to understand, trying to make sense. No, we forgot that is not even one day. first of all. You know? Well, therefore, too much expectation. Therefore, we should be aware of that. Too much expectation. Then, also, you should learn, you know, to be relaxed. The mind needs to be relaxed, but at the same time, is mindful. Relaxed, but mindful. So it takes time, you know, to learn this. So, but slowly, slowly, with patience, so one learns this skill. You know, it is a skill to be relaxed, but at the same time, mindful. So therefore, we should not be afraid of the mind, whatever arises, including the fear itself. So knowing that, that is the way the mind is. So that's why we emphasize, you know, let. So as we let the breath breathe, also we let the mind be. But with mindfulness. So it's a huge difference. You know? Letting the mind be, but with mindfulness. So this, you know, is a great skill. Letting the mind be, but with mindfulness. And since, because the mind is difficult to grasp, that's why we are using at the beginning the breath. And so we are learning, you know, how to let the breath breathe. And once we learn that also, we can then transfer that to the mind. We can apply that also to the mind. Again, that too, it takes time to let the breath breathe. So we find ourselves identifying. That is simply, you know, habituation. We are simply habituated, addicted. Again, it takes time to detach. But as the mind gets used to everything, so slowly, slowly, you know, the mind will get used to letting the breath breathe. You know, so no doubt. So it's simply a matter of time. Therefore, one needs to be patient and non-expectation. So it is good. So at the, you know, towards the end of the one day, which is the most difficult, the first day, so one feel maybe tired, you know, a bit stressed out, so forth. So dedicate, you know, spend a little bit of time just paying full attention to the environment, to the external sound. And so at the beginning you may notice just a big rush of sound, but then you pay attention, and then you notice, you know, the wind, and then the breeze, and then the sound, you know, the birds, whatever it may be, the cars, the people. So you notice that there are many, many distinct, you know, sounds. The moment you notice that, it means one is in the present. And if you pay attention to that, the moment you distinctively, you know, notice everything, the mind is silent. So you feel it. It's silent. So inner silence, no discursiveness. That, you know, the sound of being in the present. So either you remain that, or you can bring the mind to the breath, observing every single aspect of it, letting the breath breathe.